Hartford, Massachusetts, and three neighboring towns have a reason for concern as mosquitoes carrying a potentially deadly virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis, or Triple E, infected a resident who is now fighting for his life. The rare but dangerous disease can cause swelling in the brain. There's no treatment, and anyone can get infected. The death rate is as high as 30%.
Like, I know they're releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, but it's like airdropping it from a black helicopter?
The GMO mosquitoes are not dying. They are thriving. Bill Gates is up to his demonic eugenicist tricks again, bankrolling genocide in Brazil on both sides of the coin.
Further out in the future, we'll actually have gene drive, which changes the genetics of the mosquitoes and either reduces their population or reduces how long they live. That could have dramatic benefits. We have great tools today that we need to keep evolving and some very exciting ones in the pipeline because those will be key to achieve our ultimate goal of eradication.
The UN's World Mosquito Program announced in 2023 a plan to release billions of gene-edited mosquitoes in Brazil over a 10-year period in a bid to eradicate dengue fever in the country.
Rio has registered over 10,000 cases of dengue fever in just over a month.
Here's 2015. So it was introduced in 2014. You can see it went up for a couple years and then it dropped. So it seemed, oh, maybe it's working. Then it went up again, then it dropped a little, and now it's going back up. And now we're on a pace to go four times more than this number. That's where we're on pace for with the first 2 months of 2024. So that's 12 million. So that's a 3 million right there, 3 million cases. Now we're going to be up to 12 million. But don't worry, they have a vaccine ready now. So they've created more dengue fever. Why? Because the mosquitoes are getting the tetracycline. They're not dying. Now there's more mosquitoes giving more people dengue fever.
According to the NIH website, programs are being developed to allow human immunization via mosquito bite. It was Science Magazine that coined the phrase, flying syringes.
You think they can't make you take a shot? They're going to bring troops to your door? No, they're going to send mosquitoes to your backyard when you're watering the elephant ears. Or when you're getting the groceries out of the back of the car.
I got an article from NPR citing a study, and there's multiple other studies. They can use mosquitoes. What they've done is they call them flying syringes, right? So they genetically modify these mosquitoes. They bite you, and when a mosquito bites you, well, the stuff that they put back into you can act as a vaccine. There you go. NPR, you know, they've got these mosquitoes that can vaccinate you against malaria. So what they do is they take these mosquitoes and they bioengineer them and they say, well, listen, these mosquitoes that we've bioengineered have malaria, but it can't make you sick, right? They've edited it in a way where
just
that malaria
like he does
is not supposed
with
to make
number
you
one
sick.
Cause in the world is Bill Gates's polio vaccine is the number one cause of polio. Guys, put up Reuters for him. Is that where you're going with this?
That's exactly where I'm going with it.
Texas is reporting a case of locally transmitted malaria. It's rare and the first in our state since 1994. And there hasn't been a case of malaria caught locally in the U.S. since 2003. The CDC is reporting that these four people from Florida and then another person from Texas contracted this disease between late May and late June through what they're saying is local transmission. So I did ask Border Patrol if they were concerned that malaria and other diseases were in fact coming over the border with migrants seeking a better life.
When we're hearing that there's individuals coming into the United States from all over the world, a lot of them are not getting screened, they're not getting checked.
And yes, in 2021, with the financial support of the Gates Foundation, GlaxoSmithKline developed a malaria vaccine, a clear case of problem reaction solution, where once again Bill Gates adds to his massive fortune through nefarious means. So yes, people are concerned. Bill Gates has become an American pariah, following his hand in the rollout of COVID vaccines that continue to injure and kill millions of Americans, a scourge upon humanity due to his buyout of American farmland in favor of Chinese infiltration, GMO crops, and livestock. Bill Gates is an awful person and shouldn't be in charge of anything supposedly benefiting humanity.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, August 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's
good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith.
Okay.
What a show we have for you today. I have so many videos to get to. It's truly unbelievable. Lots of stuff to talk about, of course, in the political realm. Democrats rigging the election right in front of everybody in a variety of different ways. We'll talk about all of that. As well as a lot of health news to get to today. I got so much to get to. My goodness. We got unearthed audio from J.D. Vance. We've got newly emergent video from January 6th of Nancy Pelosi admitting it was all her fault. And this is sort of the theme of today. It's been the theme of the last little while. Last little period of time. The last little while. I don't know if it's a week or a month or a year at this point. But it's the continuous cycle of we told you so. It's the continuous cycle of everybody suddenly realizing what we've been saying for years on end. It's exhausting in many ways and kind of infuriating, but also a little bit good, I guess. It's nice that people finally recognize this stuff. I mean, if you just think about the last month or so, we can extend it to 2 months. Because I guess one of the main examples of this, one of the best examples of this is Joe Biden being a senile old coot. Now, it's shocking to those of us paying attention to actually like videos of Joe Biden and what he says and does regularly that people didn't know this, but they didn't know. They had no idea, and they called us conspiracy theorists. They even came up with the ridiculous and, you know, frankly insulting term, cheap fakes, to try to explain why Joe Biden looked like an insane old coot every once in a while. And then it was, then he did a debate. Then he was forced to talk in front of a camera off the cuff for an extended period of time. And suddenly everybody realized. Now, not every revelation is that gratifying. But that was just the first. Since then, how many things have been unveiled to the wider public that were previously secret? And it's happening so fast. It's happening at such a rapid clip. I'm kind of suspicious of it. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. Maybe this is just sort of like I'm like gaslit into not even believing that the awakening is real because it's too good. It's too true. For so long, we have been stuck in this world where nobody would believe this stuff, and now everybody believes it. And it's like, this should be good, but I'm looking around going, why are they telling everybody this stuff now? Why are they letting everybody in on what's going on? I put together just a little list off the top of my head. It's basically admitted now that COVID came from a lab. Obviously, it was revealed in front of everybody that Joe Biden is, in fact, completely incompetent, a mental retard, and senile beyond description. Kamala Harris has realized a lot of things. They've realized it's a border crisis. They've realized illegal immigration is a bad thing and that they need to build a border wall. Okay, this is shocking. This is a shocking development. the Democrats telling the truth for the first time in a decade about what's going on at the border. They came out with a story saying that it was Ukraine behind the Nord Stream attack. Now, I don't actually believe that cover story, but the fact that it was an inside job, that they're not blaming on Russia, the fact that they admit that it was NATO or a NATO-adjacent country that, in fact, bombed another NATO country and then blamed it on Russia. They came out and admitted that in the Washington Post. With this new video of Nancy Pelosi, it's admitted in no uncertain terms that it was her fault, the lack of security on January 6th, and that she is responsible for it, something we've been saying since the day it happened. People are shocked at Pavel Durov's arrest, founder of Telegram, being arrested in France, because apparently we're all just realizing that our democracy is a lie and that free speech activists get arrested for their activities, as if we haven't watched Julian Assange waste away for a decade for very similar stances. Everybody's realizing this all of a sudden. You have mainstream media articles saying we need mass deportations now, something that until very recently in Europe was literally illegal to say. Everybody's realizing that all of a sudden. They finally admitted, and this is a big one, fluoride lowers your IQ. Like, what? What? They're admitting that fluoride lowers your IQ and that they've been pumping it into our drinking water for 50 plus years. That's quite an admission, isn't it? This on top of the fact that they're admitting now that not only are toxic nanoplastics absolutely everywhere, and I say that literally everywhere, inside, outside, in human bodies and animal bodies and oceans and fresh snow in the Antarctic, in deep sea, like literally everywhere, and that it's a major problem, and that the estrogen mimickers and the toxic chemicals leaching off of this stuff is slowly but surely poisoning the earth itself, something that we've been warning about for, well, several decades at this point. Nothing has been done about it, but now everybody realizes it's true. And then you've got statements from people like Nicole Shanahan, the vice presidential candidate with Robert F. Kennedy, and many of their followers suddenly realizing that, hey, guys, the Democrats rig elections. The Democrats are corrupt. Did you know this? Oh, you're just becoming aware of this. Again, I don't even want to be like, you know, rude about this. I'm glad you're realizing all of these things all of a sudden. But come on, like, what the hell? How does it take you this long to open your eyes? How does it take this much egregious violation of trust for you to stop trusting somebody? It's very sad. It's a very damning indictment of America in particular, but human beings in total. That people just have to be told this, and they have to be told it by people who have set themselves up as the authority. That may be the most shocking thing of all of it. And it's something that I'm sure our audience experiences in their personal life on a regular basis. I was talking to my wife about this, and I don't know whether to tell the story, but okay. I'll just go ahead and tell it, shall I? So, you know, she's a architect, but she also supervises construction projects for a design build firm, and for like her entire career, she has been desperately trying to get people to save old hardware from homes. Like, you go into this home that was built like 100 years ago, and all of the wood is beautiful. It's like trees that don't even exist anymore, handcrafted stuff. And people just want to get rid of it, and they just want to throw it away. And they want to replace it with something new and prefabricated. And yet, the company is also simultaneously dedicated to being green, right? Saving the earth. And for years, she's had to battle with everybody being like, how do you not understand how it is better for the earth, that it's more green to preserve an old door than build a new one? How is that? You're going to put the old door, it's perfectly fine. You know, maybe it takes a little extra work that you got to, like, you know, sand it down a little bit or whatever. Maybe you need to put a fresh coat of paint on it. But instead of sending that to a landfill and then making a new door and shipping it across the world. We just use the old door. Like, how do you not get that this is better for the environment? It's better for the earth. If you're really obsessed about recycling and all these things, like, we should be preserving these old pieces of hardware and doors and windows and all these things. And it's like every project has one of these. Every project has something where it's like, she's like fighting tooth and nail to be like, we can reuse this amazing stuff. We don't have to get something new. And then her company holds a meeting where they're like, we have all these new green initiatives. And they're like, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to start preserving old hardware and things. And she's like, wait, what? And it's like, yeah, you know, it's so much better for the earth to use the stuff that we already have than go fabricate something new. And she's just thinking back to like the dozens of battles she's had to fight where it's like, and it's just infuriating. And at the same time, it's like, yeah, good. Okay, I'm glad that we're doing this. I'm glad this is now official policy. But like, why were you arguing against me saying this for years? For years, I've tried to make this point, and it's been like arguing with a brick wall. And yet now suddenly you're saying the thing as if you're the one that came up with it. And there was even one specific example where like there was one project in particular where there's some big bureau or something that my wife wanted to preserve and reuse. And it became like a giant, you know, drag out fight where it was like everybody was complaining. Oh, it's so difficult. We're going to have to cut holes in the back of it. And we're going to have to change all this stuff to fit it. She like had to fight for this, you know, thing to be reused, this big, you know, piece of furniture to be reused. And in this meeting, they actually brought up that to be like, yeah, you know, kind of like that bureau that you did, you know, that was a great example of what we're going to do in the future. And she's like, oh, you mean the thing that you tried to stop me doing for months and that I had to argue with you every day about? Oh, now you're using that as an example of your idea. Great. No, that's wonderful. I'm glad we all agree. And it's like, maybe the worst part is like, they don't even realize, they don't even know that they're doing this. Like, it's not like they're like, hey, you know what? You were right the whole time. We were wrong. You were right. And now, you know, we're on your side on this. No, they think they came up with it. Does this make sense to anybody else? It's the same thing happened with masks with me and some family members where early on in the pandemic, I was trying to explain to them, masks don't work. It's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. The disease itself is smaller than the holes in the mask. They do nothing. Argument, you know, oh, you just don't know what you're talking about. Trust the science. You just have to be safe, blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on and on. And then like 2 years later, the same people come up to me and go, do you know that the mask has to be an N95 or else, you know, the holes are too big. The disease goes right through it. And I have to sit there like, oh, really? No way. They're like, yes, literally, they said to me, yeah, I heard it on CNN. 2 years after we had an argument about this, they've completely flipped their position and have no memory of the argument whatsoever. Because they heard it on CNN, because it came from an authority that they trust. Now they can understand it. When it was just me, even though I was right, they could not comprehend it. Like, I don't get this. I don't understand this. I don't get this human psychology. I don't understand. My wife and I are talking. I mean, it goes on. There's so many things like this that I'm sure you probably experience every day too. Where it's like, what I don't understand is how, like, the logic is there. The logic is sound. And people get it. When it comes from the authority, the logic lines up in their head. But when it doesn't come from an authority, they cannot follow that chain of logic. They cannot understand how preserving an old wooden door is better than destroying that door and bringing in another one for the earth and recycling and whatever, fighting climate change, whatever excuse they're using. It's like they can't. It's very simple. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to understand. They cannot understand it until it's given to them from on high. I don't get it. It's very, all of this stuff, everything that we're talking about. You sit there going, hey, the Nord Stream pipeline was us. You get that, right? The Nord Stream pipeline was us. And it's just like, how dare you? That's ridiculous. What a crazy conspiracy theory. Then Washington Post is like, we have this exclusive report. The Nord Stream pipeline was, in fact, us. And they're like, whoa, no way. wow, oh no, that actually makes a lot of sense now that I think about it. And it's like, all right, whatever, I guess, whatever. And, you know, my wife was saying, she's like, the most frustrating part about all of it is that, because the other aspect is that people will know, like, for my wife, she has this like reputation in her office now where it's like every time they introduce something retarded, every time they like come up with some new very stupid scheme to employ in the office, they're all like, ooh, she's not going to like this. She's really not going to like this. And it's like, yeah, it's because you know that she's right. It's because you know that this is stupid and that she's the only one that can point these things out for some reason. Nobody else can do it. It's very weird. And she's saying like, the weird thing is, I've never changed my ideas. I've never changed what I think. I think the same thing I did 10 years ago. Everybody else just like is like a reed in the wind, just like whatever way they believe this today and tomorrow they believe this. And then they believe this and then they correct themselves to believe this. And when they finally come around to realizing like, oh, she's been right the entire time, they act like we're all realizing that you were right the entire time. And she's like, no, I'm the independent variable here. I'm the one that just thinks what I think. I believe what I believe, no matter what anybody else believes. You people, it's whatever everybody else believes, you suddenly believe. And when everybody else changes their mind, your mind changes too. And you're just a sheep. You're just wandering with the herd. And it's incredibly infuriating. And so, again, it's not just like the news where this is happening. It's like everyday life where this is just a constant struggle for us conspiracy theorists. Just being right about everything, just understanding what the truth is and trying to express that to people and just confusing and infuriating them with the truth. And they don't know what to think and they're confused and angry at you for saying this stuff. How dare you? We have to wear a mask. You're trying to make us sick. You're trying to get us sick by not wearing a mask. And then 2 years later, did you know N95, it's got to be because the holes are too big. And it's like, what is happening? What is happening? Like, and I was telling her, you know, in those meetings, you should just be like, am I getting credit for this? I'm sorry, I've been saying this for 10 years and you've been crapping on me the entire time. Now that we're doing it, can I get a bonus or something? Can I get a raise for this? Because this was my idea the entire time, and you keep fighting against me, and now you're using my victories as the example of why your policy is correct now. I mean, it's just continuous. It really is continuous. It goes on and on. It never ends, and I don't know what we do to break through, because all we can do is just keep telling the truth. All we can do is just keep telling you the obvious, and this is the real thing about all of this. This is the real point of this, excuse me, little rant, is that you should ask why we're right. You should wonder how we know these things 2 years before everybody else. That should pique your curiosity. That should pique your interest. Gee, these crazy conspiracy theorists that I've been told are whack job, tinfoil hat wearing moron racists, how did they know that Joe Biden was senile? They've been saying it for 2 years. Now I see it for myself. How did they know? How did we know the Nord Stream pipeline was an inside job? How did we know January 6th was a setup because Nancy Pelosi refused National Guard protection? How did we know that COVID came from a lab? How did we know that the vaccine would be ineffective? How do we know all of these things years before everybody else? The answer is simple. You start with the premise. You start with the premise that everybody in charge of these Western countries are absurd liars who are out to kill humanity. I know it's kind of crazy, but that is how you start. You start off with that assumption, and you're happy to be proven wrong. You're happy to go, hey, this actually looks like it is a— It's not a plot to kill everybody. That's nice. Look, a rare break from the norm. They're not trying to kill everybody with this particular policy or that particular policy. But if you just start off with the assumption that everything that you read in the mainstream media is a carefully orchestrated, highly designed deception, then you can come to the truth actually by only reading the mainstream media. You can actually just read the liars with the assumption that they're liars, and you can get the truth out of it. Because you can't just sit there and go, oh, gee, these, like, we're not magic. We're not just wildly guessing. That's what I remember with Scott Adams talking about the vaccine or COVID, going, you guys were right. You guys were right. You know, the people that just petulantly believed the opposite of the government turned out to be right. It's like, no, we aren't just guessing. We aren't just believing the opposite of whatever the mainstream media says. We're starting with the assumption that most likely it's all a lie and it's all total hogwash, and that the real impetus behind everything that they're saying is some sort of devious, underhanded connivance. And we're right most of the time. But it's not just wild guessing, and it's not just petulant, whatever the term is, where you just want to be on the other side of every argument. We just want to take the unpopular opinion no matter what. That's not the case. We'll take the popular opinion if it's correct, if it's right, if it's accurate, sure. Now that everybody, knows that the Nord Stream pipeline was an inside job, we aren't flipping now and going, actually, maybe we think it's Russia now. No, it was an inside job the entire time. We knew it the entire time. Now you know it. Now we're all on the same page, but you got to ask why. You got to wonder why the crazy whack job conspiracy theorists are right about literally everything, and why it takes 2 years for people to realize this, and then ask why people can't see it for themselves. And also maybe learn the lesson that, like, if we've been right every other time, maybe we're right about stuff we're saying now. Maybe the stuff we're saying now, that again, you're like, oh, that's crazy. Maybe just take a look at history. Maybe just take a look at history, and all the things you thought we said, that were crazy in the past turn out to be true. Maybe the things we're saying now turn out to be true. Or there's just something in people's minds where it's like, they think you're crazy about January 6th. That was an insurrection. That was definitely not. No, there's Nancy Pelosi saying this is all our fault. And, I should have brought more security. Oh, gee, they were right about that. Oh, gee, they were right about COVID being in a lab. Oh, gee, they were right about the vaccines being ineffective. Oh, gee, they were right, they were right, they were right. And then we're like, hey, guys, they're going to steal the 2020 election or the 2024 election. And he goes, well, no way. That's crazy. No, that's crazy, though. I know all those other things I said you were crazy about turned out to be absolutely true. But, this time I'm going with the mainstream media. Just think for yourself, for the love of God. If we could just do that, if we could all just collectively just buck up, just think for ourselves, just use our own logic, use our own observation, just really, really look at things and think for ourselves and not let yourself be guided by the nose like an animal, then maybe we could break out of this. If we could all just be human for a few days, I think we could set this whole ship right. For the love of God. We're going to get to the Daily Dispatch. Don't worry. I got it right here. We got a lot of news to get to. In general, it's been very frustrating that RFK Jr. coming out and going, I'm going to get rid of chemtrails. They're poisoning everybody, and this is a crime. Tennessee banning chemtrails, and there's just no more streaky clouds in their sky. So you can tack that on the list. Again, everything's coming out so quickly right now, I'm like suspicious as to whether this could be organic, because really? So now you're telling me that it's widely accepted now in mainstream media that chemtrails are real, that the vaccines don't work, the COVID came from a lab, the J6 was an inside job, Nord Stream pipeline explosion was our fault. Like all of these things we all now realize, the plastics in the food and water are affecting hormones, aka making people gay. Oh, really? We're all coming around. Oh, pesticides in the water, endocrine disruptors. Oh, you're all realizing this all of a sudden. It's a new world, folks, and it's dizzying. We'll get to your Daily Dispatch on the other side. Thanks for indulging me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship most popular products for good reason too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let's get into it. We got lots of news to get to, lots of videos to show you. We'll begin today. Well, we'll get into, at this point today, what we do every day. Your daily dispatch. Here it is. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, the 28th of August, 2024. Trump says he's accepted rules for September 10th debate, which include muted mics. Former President Donald Trump on Tuesday announced on Truth Social that he has reached an agreement to participate in a September 10th debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, noting that the rules will be the same as the last CNN debate, which seemed to work out well for everyone. The rules will largely mirror the terms used by CNN for its June 27th debate, including that microphones will be muted as the other candidate speaks and no studio audience will be present. A person familiar with the matter confirmed to CNN. Yeah, remember when we used to have real debates? Remember when there used to actually be debates with audience members and arguments and a back and forth? Not anymore. The Democrats need, they need bumpers in their bowling lane. They need whatever help they can get, training wheels for the tyrants. Meanwhile, Russia warns the United States of the risk of World War III. Russia said the West was playing with fire by considering allowing Ukraine to strike deep into Russia with Western missiles, and cautioned the United States on Tuesday that World War III would not be confined to Europe. Ukraine attacked Russia's western Kursk region on August 6th and has carved out a slice of territory in the biggest foreign attack on Russia since World War II. President Vladimir Putin said there would be a worthy response from Russia to the attack. Sergei Lavrov, who has served as Putin's foreign minister for more than 20 years, said that the West was seeking to escalate the Ukraine war and was asking for trouble by considering Ukrainian request to loosen curbs on using foreign-supplied weapons, saying, "We are now confirming once again that playing with fire, and they are like small children playing with matches, is a very dangerous thing for grown-up uncles and aunts who are entrusted with nuclear weapons in one or another Western country," Lavrov told reporters in Moscow. Americans unequivocally associate conversations about the Third World War as something that, God forbid, if it happens, will affect Europe exclusively. He says, yeah, it's not going to affect Europe exclusively. It'll be a world war in a very real way. America won't just be able to, you know, fight its battle from afar and then bank on the outcome. It's going to get hit, and that's very dangerous. And of course, he's not really talking to the people in charge. People in charge know this. That's the point. They're trying to start World War III. It's a warning to the American people that your leadership is playing with fire and you're going to get burned. Meanwhile, Kamala agrees to her first interview. This is truly wild. Kamala agrees to pre-taped joint interview with Waltz on CNN. So she's been running for over a month at this point and has not done a single interview. No town halls, no interviews, no debates, nothing but a single speech that she's given a few times at different stadiums. Oh, and she's apparently ahead of Trump in certain states. It's shocking. It's amazing. It's just yet another damning indictment of America itself that this is even acceptable. But she's doing it. She will eventually do it. It'll air Thursday at 8 p.m. That's not like an interview. It's play acting. It's kabuki theater that they're putting on. Not only will she not be alone, she'll be with Tim Walz for whatever reason. And it'll be pre-taped with Dana Bash, the rabid lefty host, the CNN's chief political correspondent. So pre-taped, pre-arranged questions with a friendly interviewer with her teammate by her side, helping her along the way. Talk about training wheels. This woman wants to be president of the United States. Cannot handle an interview, is still not doing an interview. Let's just be clear. This is not an interview in the typical sense. When you think like a presidential candidate is doing an interview, it's not this. It's not, you know, the presidential candidate having a pre-scripted conversation with a lackey. I mean, that's what we're seeing. It's not an interview. It's not, there's going to be no hard questions. There's going to be no, you know, can you clarify that? But that's not correct. No, it's all going to be softball questions. And if it goes badly, guess what? They get to edit it because it's pre-taped. So this isn't a presidential campaign. This isn't like, nothing about this is normal. This is so bizarre. And again, I don't understand how people don't, like, they aren't just repelled and disgusted at what the Democrats are doing. Every day they do something that just any thinking person who actually cares about the governance of their country would be appalled at, but they just keep doing it. So, yeah, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are going to do a softball pre-taped interview with their biggest supporter, and hopefully that'll calm everybody down from saying, hey, you have to actually do something to campaign for president. You have to actually talk about your policies. You have to actually take questions from people. It's all, I mean, we're watching a script, a play, a puppet show. And people accept this. It's infuriating. Meanwhile, at least 9 Palestinians killed as Israeli raids West Bank cities. at least 9 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank in what Israel says is a counterterrorism operation. Earlier, Palestinian officials said at least 11 people had been killed since the Israeli operation began at midnight local time. It appears to be a major Israeli operation, with at least 4 Palestinian cities being targeted at the same time: Jenin, Tulkarm, Nablus, and Tubas. It is believed to be the first time since the Second Intifada, a major Palestinian uprising from 2000 to 2005, that several Palestinians have been targeted simultaneously. This, of course, totally unrelated to what's going on in Gaza, since we know that the attacks on Gaza are hyper-focused on, you know, getting rid of Hamas. And Hamas doesn't rule the West Bank. They don't have a major presence in the West Bank. So clearly that can't be what this is. This must be something else. Something else entirely. Or is Israel just attacking all of its neighbors in order, right? It's just like, you know, they'll attack Lebanon and then Syria and then Gaza. And the next week it'll be the West Bank and then back to Gaza again. And it's nothing but murder. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. won't be able to remove himself from ballots in Michigan and Wisconsin, and we'll get into this in just a little bit, but it's just the Democrats just cheating. They're just openly rigging the election, cheating, and breaking their own laws in a very blatant way. And of course, the absurdity about this is it was incredibly difficult for RFK to get on the ballots in the first place. So they try to stop him from getting on the ballot, because him being on the ballot would be bad for Kamala Harris. Well, at that point, it was Joe Biden, but it would have been bad for the Democrats, so they, you know, rigged it against him and didn't, you know, try desperately to stop him from getting on the ballot. He eventually got on. And then when he withdrew and endorsed Trump, well, it would have been bad for him to stay on the ballot. So now they're forcing him to stay on the ballot because democracy means nothing to them. It's like a set of rules to be broken. It's a set of completely arbitrary guidelines that can be ignored if it benefits you. That's their perspective, and they're operating in that reality. We'll get more into that later. Finally, we have this. Special counsel reindicts Trump with narrower set of accusations after Supreme Court immunity decision. I'm still a little bit confused about this. I'm still a little bit confused because Jack Smith is just a private citizen. He has not gone through the confirmation process necessary for him to be appointed as a special counsel to do all of these things. And that, at least partly, was what the Supreme Court decision was about. So how is he still doing this? Can I do this? Can I go file a indictment with a grand jury to get Kamala Harris off? No. Why? Because I'm a private citizen. I haven't been appointed. I don't have the authority. Well, same with Jack Smith. So what the hell? How is he allowed to do this? This is blatant electioneering. Blatant corruption. In your face. That's not just the theme of today's show. It's just rigging the election out in the open in a variety of different ways from a variety of different angles. Lawsuits and fake news and censorship and keeping people off the ballot. It's just nothing but cheating from the Democrats.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now, at a critical time going into this election, when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, And now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-karat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-karat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, and it still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars limited edition proprietary 24-karat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Welcome back, folks. This is the American Journal. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us. Mama always said you'd be there, chosen one. Now that everybody realizes that we're right about everything. You know Mark Zuckerberg censors Facebook for the government? No, he admitted it in a letter. Six years after the censorship is obvious to everybody who's paying attention. No, but he wrote a letter this time. Infuriating. So yeah, you know, so unless you know some other media outlet that is right consistently, despite being constantly demonized, that continues to tell the truth against all odds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Won't you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy a product? Because guess what, folks? It's not just the news we're right about. We're right about health and wellness as well, and which is why we create the best supplements available on the market. And it keeps us on the air and in the fight. Let's go to this video, unearthed January 6th footage of Nancy Pelosi admitting it was her fault and that the Capitol was not secure. Yeah, not that we needed this. We didn't need the letter from Zuckerberg to know he was censoring. We didn't need the FDA to tell us fluoride lowers your IQ. Okay, we don't actually need these people to tell us this. We've been saying it for years, but it's nice to see it in their own words. Here's Nancy Pelosi caught on tape on January 6th admitting it was her fault that there wasn't more security. Let's watch.
We're not prepared for the worst.
Washington Examiner has the headline, Pelosi insisted Trump had to pay a price for January 6th in unreleased footage. Then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned a former President Donald Trump, said he had to pay a price, according to unreleased footage taken on January 7th, 2021. So I guess that was the day after. The footage taken by her filmmaker daughter, Alexandra, for a HBO documentary was turned over by the network to the House Committee on Administration and shared with Politico. The footage shows Pelosi reflecting on the riot, raging and plotting her punishment of Trump, saying, I just feel sick about what he did to the Capitol and the country today, she said on the early morning of January 7th. He has to pay a price for that. According to the outlet, the footage also captured fierce discussions going on behind the scenes, including Pelosi drafting a statement condemning Trump, saying, let's not mince words about this. At another point, Pelosi reportedly accused the president of insurrection. Insurrection, that's a crime, and he's guilty of it, she said after release of Trump's first video statement. You know, the video statement where he says, go home. I want everybody to be peaceful. That, according to her, is a insurrection. Pelosi and Trump have traded blame for the January 6th riot, with Trump repeatedly claiming that Pelosi turned down a request for additional National Guard personnel, an unfounded claim she denies. The former president has promised to pardon many of those arrested over the riot if he won. And, of course, in that video, she says, you know, we should have had more security, and we have to take responsibility for that. Let's go ahead and go to this video of Trump saying it. I have it somewhere on here. Clip number 15. January 6th happened because Nancy Pelosi turned down the Capitol Police request for the National Guard. Let's watch.
You by the way, on that day, Nancy Pelosi, I don't know why I would tell you that? Listen, Nancy Pelosi was in charge of security. She turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't turn down the soldiers, you wouldn't have had January 6th.
Did you call military or law enforcement?
What?
Did you call military or law enforcement at the moment the Capitol was under attack?
I'm not going to tell you anything. Let me put it this way. I behaved so well. I did such a good job. Nancy Pelosi turned down 10,000 soldiers. If she didn't do that.
But
and now
Nancy
I understand.
Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the authority that you have as commander-in-chief, though.
Listen to me, Kristen. Listen to me. I understand that the police testified against her, the chief very strongly against her. Capitol Police are great people. They testified against her, and they burned all the evidence. Okay, they burned all the evidence. They destroyed all the evidence about Nancy Pelosi.
What do you say to people who wonder why you as commander-in-chief, you have authorities that Nancy Pelosi doesn't have as commander-in-chief?
No, she has authority over
the
Capitol.
Why didn't you send help in that moment, though?
Frankly, just so you understand, I assumed that she took care of it. She turned down.
So when you realized that the National Guard wasn't coming?
Well, you don't realize anything until quite a while. National Guard not coming. I asked it to be there 3 days in advance, and she turned it down.
She says that request was never officially made.
Oh,
just so
it.
You know.
Let me ask you about the mayor of D.C. The mayor of D.C. gave us a letter saying that she turns it down. Okay, we have it. Nancy Pelosi also was asked, and she turned it down. The police commissioner.
I'm talking about
Capitol
the day
Police,
of. Them.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Capitol Police said that he wanted it, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't accept it. She's responsible for January 6th.
Mr. President.
Nancy Pelosi's responsible.
Mr. President,
and the
J6 you're the president, though. You
refused
have,
to interview
you have authorities
her.
That no one else has as the commander-in-chief. Do you think you showed leadership on that?
Yes, absolutely, I did.
Okay.
Here's the problem. They didn't bring the National Guard because they thought that Trump was going to use the National Guard against them. That's why they didn't bring in the National Guard. It's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy type thing. They were under the impression that Trump was going to use the National Guard, do the Insurrection Act, and like arrest them all. So they wanted to deprive him of that. That was never his plan. He was never going to do that. But because they were trying to stop their, you know, because they were trying to fight his imaginary despotism, they caused the major problem. Does that remind you of anything? Kind of like what's going on right now in the election. See, they're hallucinating a giant threat from Donald Trump. And by trying to counteract this non-existent threat from Donald Trump, they're creating chaotic and dangerous circumstances for everybody. And then they blame that on Donald Trump. It's pretty obvious if you really look at it. So let's just review. So the story's at Gateway Pundit, because that video is a little hard to understand. But what Pelosi said was, we're calling the National Guard now. They should have been here to start out, Pelosi can be heard saying as she flees through a tunnel under the Capitol during the afternoon of January 6th, 2021. Yes, that was on, I thought that was on the 6th. And this was, again, filmed by her daughter. Pelosi's expression of personal regret were not fully aired in that documentary that her daughter made, and only recently turned over to the House Administration Oversight Subcommittee Chairman Barry Loudermilk, who took over the congressional investigation of January 6th following security failures when Republicans came into control of the House in January 2023. And she basically is like, oh, we have to take responsibility for this. And this has been repeatedly admitted. Like, it's been admitted by Officer Sund, who, you know, has gone through this in excruciating detail, where exactly the National Guard was, why it was positioned so far away. But let's just review here in the final 2 minutes of this hour, January 6th. So not only in the run-up to the election do you have Donald Trump and anybody paying attention pointing out how the mail-in ballots were insecure and put into place totally outside of constitutional authority. They weren't actually allowed to do this. And then it was rigged with the Zucker bucks and all these other things, mail-in ballots, the massive. Then on the night, they blatantly cheated with giant injections of hundreds of thousands of Joe Biden votes without a single Donald Trump won hours after the poll supposedly shut down and all of the observers have been sent home because counting had ended. And in all the major swing states, and in only the major swing states, you had a shutdown of the count at night, only to have the outcome of the election reversed by the morning. You had the fake, you know, water disaster in Georgia sending everybody home, only for them to continue to count the same ballots over and over. They were caught on video doing that. So not only do you have a rigged election from before the election even happens, everybody warning these mail-in ballots are insecure, there's no way to guarantee this. We have audio of people in Detroit being trained to accept unsecure, invalid votes over in-person votes. Even when the person says, I never sent in a ballot, you're supposed to count the ballot that they supposedly sent in. So not only do we have a blatant rigging of the election, for 2 months, it's a total cover-up with the media running blatantly false stories about this has all been adjudicated in court and nothing has been found. None of this has ever been investigated by the authorities. It was all shut down. William Barr played a very big part in this. He actually had DAs of states investigating these claims made under oath by people involved saying, I helped to rig the election by accident. It was unknowing, but I delivered a truck full of ballots that I now realize were illegal and outside the chain of custody. And they were investigating that. And William Barr came in and said, shut it down. You're not going to investigate this. And so they stopped. So they shut down the investigation for the 2 months in between the election and the certification. You have a total, you know, scuttling of any investigations whatsoever. Then on January 6th, you have a peaceful crowd who were shot with tear gas and other, you know, non-lethal munitions, injuring and, you know, riling up the people who'd previously been totally peaceful. And that took more than 2 minutes. I'll finish up on the other side. Stay with us.